There's growing concern in some state capitals that a major federal education law will impose an expensive burden on local school districts. President Bush's No Child Left Behind Act was signed into law last year. It was supported by many Democrats, but that bipartisan spirit of national education reform is eroding, NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
Last week, President Bush used a Rose Garden ceremony to mark what he characterized as an important milestone in national education reform. He said all 50 states now have plans in place that conform to the No Child Left Behind Act. The law requires more student testing, tougher standards for teachers, and orders that failing schools either shape up or shut down.
The era of low expectations and low standards is ending. A time of great hopes and proven results is arriving. And together, we are keeping a pledge. Every child in America will learn, and no child will be left behind.
But beyond the political pageantry, there is determined opposition to the law in a small but growing number of states. Here in Augusta, Maine, state lawmakers have protested louder than anyone, approving a resolution asking that Washington either exempt the state from the new law or fully fund it. They say the law doesn't cover the costs of new testing, teacher certification, and other requirements. And State Senator Peggy Rotundo, a Democrat who co-sponsored the resolution, says Maine has its own student assessment program, and it doesn't need one imposed by Washington.
We have excellent public schools, and the national tests that our students take bear that out, because we already have higher standards in place. And that's why we are respectfully asking Washington to leave us alone.
But the Bush administration rejected Maine's request. Eugene Hickok, an undersecretary of education, says while a handful of smaller states do have concerns about the law, only Maine requested an outright exemption, which he says it can't have.
Because we feel that Congress, with large bipartisan votes, has told us that this is a very high priority, and we are not interested in issuing blanket waivers to anybody to not do what we feel federal policies say should be a high priority.
No Child Left Behind does provide more money to the states. Federal spending on education has increased by $11 billion over the last 2 years. But critics point out that $7 billion less than the law originally authorized, leaving states to cover the shortfall. And State Senator Peggy Rotundo says this couldn't come at a worse time, during the deepest state budget crisis in decades.
We also didn't need an additional unfunded mandate. This act will create enormous economic problems for local communities as well as for the state.
There are similar concerns in at least 10 other, mostly rural states. Some western states, for example, say meeting new teacher certification requirements in isolated districts is all but impossible. And in neighboring New Hampshire, the School Administrators Association conducted a study that found the law woefully underfunded, according to its president, Mark Joyce.
For every $77 in new money that we received from the federal government, we saw an additional $575 per student in new cost. If the federal government wants to have school districts comply with these regulations, they simply should pay for the cost, whatever that is.
Well, I've seen the New Hampshire study. Frankly, I think it's a piece of fiction, to be honest with you.
Again, that's Undersecretary of Education Eugene Hickok. He believes the New Hampshire study exaggerated the potential costs. A study by the Washington, D.C.-based research firm Accountability Works, which supports the new law, came to the same conclusion. But recent studies from 10 other states found the law will require states to increase their education budgets anywhere from 15% to 45%. But Hickok argues the strength of the law is about more than federal dollars.
While money matters, it's how you spend it that really matters. And the promise of No Child Left Behind is that when you have a sophisticated accountability system in place, you'll be able to make much better decisions on how to spend limited resources. I've never heard anyone in the education community at any level come up and say, please, we have enough money. They never have enough money.
In fact, nobody knows for sure how much all of this will end up costing the states. But it is clear that the argument has shattered the bipartisan spirit with which this law was first enacted. Last week, as President Bush hailed a new era of accountability, one of the law's chief Democratic sponsors, Massachusetts Senator Ted Kennedy, lamented, We should have included an accountability provision for Congress and the White House, too. Anthony Brooks, NPR News, Augusta, Maine.